Number 25. August 14th. We left for a trip to the northern part of Thailand today. On the way, we stopped at Bang Pa-in. It is the summer palace. It was first built in the 17th century before Bangkok was the capital of Thailand. The buildings there today were built in the 19th century by King Rama IV. He was the king who brought Thailand into the modern age. It has large, beautiful grounds. There are residences for the royal family and their relatives. There is a memorial to Queen Sunanda and her children, who all drowned in the river nearby. She was the wife of Rama V, the son of Rama IV. It was sad to see how much Rama V loved his wife and children. There is also an observatory for viewing the surrounding countryside. There is quite a variety of architecture, including Thai, Western, and Chinese. I really enjoyed visiting Bang Pa-in because it was so calm and relaxing. I could have walked around the grounds all afternoon. From Bang Pa-in, we traveled in a small boat up the river to Ayutthaya. It was a wonderfully peaceful trip. We could see houses and temples along the river. Sometimes there were children swimming by their houses or women washing clothes. We even saw a water buffalo walking into the river. It was fascinating. We are spending the night in Ayutthaya, which is about 80 kilometers from Bangkok. August 15th. In Ayutthaya, we visited some temples. Ayutthaya was the capital of Thailand before Bangkok from the mid-14th to the mid-18th centuries. In the 17th century, it had a population of more than 1 million people. It was a huge city for the time. It was twice as large as London was at that time. This was the era when the Thai kingdom was at its high point. The temples are partly in ruins, having been destroyed by the Burmese when they attacked the city in the 18th century, but still very impressive. There is a large golden Buddha statue there, but the building that once stood over it has been burned down. There is also a chedi, a bell-shaped tower, and we climbed up it and had a wonderful view of the countryside. I really enjoyed learning about the history of Thailand and seeing some of its remains.